This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll free, you can take control of the show, 1-800-259-9231. We're kicking off hour number two, the Friday night edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we'd like you to vote for us. If you like what we're doing here on the show, if you like the fact that we give you our archives, we give you the bulletin board system, the live streaming, all of it for free online, if you dig that, take some time out. Take about a minute out of your day and go to vote.freetalklive.com. It will make a huge difference for us. Actually, Manwich, when I checked earlier today, we were behind by about 20 votes.
Oh, we're number two again?
Yeah, we need to catch up. We need
it's really bad.
Yeah, we need to reclaim the number one position. We were the number one show, the number one podcast in the world, according to PodcastAlley.com, thanks to your votes. And to those of you that haven't voted yet, now is the time. We need you. Vote.freetalklive.com. You should also know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. And for more information about the Free State Project, you can dial them toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or you can go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. This is the show about your calls. So let's go to the phones and to the fun. To Sergio in Australia. You're on Free Talk Live. Sergio, hello. Sergio, you're on with Ian and Manwich.
I got, like, two ideas that I want to run by you. One's a free market police solution, and one's an alternative to the Free State Project.
Oh, okay. Because last night we asked people, because we believe the Free State Project really is the only chance for liberty in our lifetimes, but I'm open to other ideas, so if there's something else out there,
yeah,
I want
to
hear.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking to move there sometime, so,
Fantastic.
Well, for the police thing, I was thinking, the main problems that you have that most people are worried about is who's going to, how are you going to get some sort of preventative police protection and that sort of thing?
Mm-hmm.
So, or what if you don't have enough money and that sort of thing?
Okay.
So I thought police companies would try and get certified with, like, a police certification service. And a victim of a crime calls the certification service, and the best 10 police companies hear the phone call. And the first one to arrive on the scene stops the crime and gets paid. And then the victim will get paid by the criminal, and then the criminal will also have to pay for the costs of the police and the courts up to a certain amount. And if the criminal has crime insurance, then his crime insurance will pay for everything. If the criminal doesn't have enough money, then his
crime insurance.
So basically, if you're a criminal and you commit a lot of crime, you're gonna have to pay quite a bit in insurance. But
Sergio, that if there were enough criminals out there, they could create their own insurance company. But it seems to me that in a free,
I don't think I'd pay them any money.
No, it seems to me that in a free country, well, their only clients would be criminals, so you wouldn't hopefully be paying them money, otherwise you'd probably be a criminal, man. Which,
well, you could pay just in case. Well,
it's like if you crash into someone's car, you basically violated their, like, you basically destroyed their property to a degree, so your insurance pays for that cost.
That makes sense.
That sort of principle, yeah.
Although, again, I think what I wanted to say to that was, I think that if we had a truly free country, or at least a free state, you'd have a situation where the crime rate would drop so drastically. In fact, in New Hampshire right now, it is one of the lowest crime states in the entire nation. I mean, it's like the bottom three in, as far as violent crime goes. And that's because, and that's very simply because they don't have very many gun laws in the state of New Hampshire. So in a free state, you're going to find that violent crime is pretty much non-existent. Because every criminal knows, you know, good criminals choose their targets wisely. They choose the easy marks. But if the criminals don't know who's got guns and who don't, then they're going to just go to another state where they can find people that are disarmed, like New York City, you know, where it's a virtual guarantee that people are, that a law-abiding citizen will be disarmed because the law says you can't carry guns in New York City. So I don't even think that there could possibly be a criminal insurance organization, but I suppose theoretically it could happen. Interesting.
Maybe something
ideas.
Is just covered by existing insurance or something like that. So if you happen to get in a situation where someone sues you, your insurance covers you to a certain amount.
Yeah, it's an interesting idea. So what was your alternative to the Free State Project?
Okay, I've thought of a couple of ideas. Now, this one, you know how you have all those conspiracy theorists talking about the evil Illuminati and all that sort of stuff?
Yeah.
I figured that those actually contain some good, if unethical, ideas for how to get things done.
What are you talking about?
So I figured a libertarian conspiracy.
Hmm.
So suppose that you have an organization that acts just like they're the government, taxing people at gunpoint. Anyone who refuses to pay the taxes will have their homes invaded, much like the government does, and they'll be arrested. The process will be videotaped. The organization will tax the people a smaller percentage than what the government was taxing them. They're told that if they give the money to the government, they'll be arrested, and if they resist, then harsher force may be used.
Wait a minute, are you talking... Well, how would this work?
Competing government.
Wait, would you go around to people's houses and demand demand taxes from them at gunpoint? Is that what you're suggesting?
Basically, under the guise of some sort of criminal organization.
Uh-huh.
But this isn't necessarily to be legitimate and nice and happy or anything like that. This is just to illustrate a point.
I see.
And it doesn't actually necessarily need to occur. You could just fabricate stories that these sort of things have been occurring.
Hmm.
And basically, they're told that if they give the money to the government, then they'll be arrested. And this threat will give the individuals immunity from tax evasion charges because the individuals were in fear for their lives. So in the same way, if someone points a gun at my head and tells me to commit a crime, most courts would make allowances for the extreme circumstances.
I see what you're saying. You're saying that if this theoretical band of marauders were to go around and if you were to come to Manwich's house and say, Manwich, we're pointing guns at you, and you better not pay your taxes or else. In fact, you better pay. You owe, let's see, according to our calculations, Manwich, you owe 30% of your income to the IRS. We're ordering you to not pay the IRS. In fact, you should pay us 20% instead, as opposed to the IRS. And that would that way, if the IRS came to Manwich and said, excuse me, you owe us 30% for this year, and we haven't gotten your payment yet. What's going on? You could say, well, I was threatened by a band of marauders, and they told me that if I paid you, they'd shoot me.
Exactly. And, I mean, this copy government organization would give these victims the videotape evidence of the threats, so the victims have the evidence if they ever get sent to court.
So would you would the victims actually be hiring the threatening organization? Would they be hiring them to come and videotape them?
No, because that would basically mean that they can be taken to court. They would have to be, criminal organization comes to them first.
They
might be a bit discriminating, but if a person's like, no, don't come to me, they might just go to someone else.
Interesting idea. It's original. Yeah. We've never heard it before, Sergio. Good call, man.
Interesting.
Thanks for it, dude. 800-259-9231.
In fact, the problem is with conspiracy, and this is why I don't believe in conspiracies, is that they begin to fall apart with more people. And at some point or another, somebody's going to go to court and say, well, you know, I asked these people to come and rob me, and, you know, the lid will be blown off this, and everybody's going to jail.
Yeah. I'm not a fan of the conspiracy theories myself. They're interesting. They really are. Now, we actually asked yesterday for people to
make it clear at podcastalley.com.
Yeah.
We are number three, not number
two. Oh, my goodness.
Two.
Earlier, we were number two.
Yeah.
We need more votes.
Sergio was mentioning alternatives to the Free State Project.
Yeah.
I have an email on that.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Right here. From Thomas Bell.
If you don't normally give out last names, but that's okay, man. You're new at this.
If you really want to know other ways, a way besides the Free State Project, I have one. I heard the FSP before they got to 5,000. So it was... 10 choices to choose from. I chose Delaware, I think I chose Delaware too, didn't I? Or you chose Delaware because it was
farther. You didn't join until after the vote, did you?
I can't remember exactly.
I believe you didn't.
I think
what we're talking about
Delaware.
Here, by the way, we have to let people know what we're talking about here. When the Free State Project reached 5,000 members, we're up to almost 7,000 now, but when we got to 5,000, there was a vote as far as what state should be the Free State. There were 10 different choices. New Hampshire was the winner. So he's saying that he's been involved since before the vote at 5,000. Go on.
But I have a stroke, and I guess I have had a stroke, and I'm dependent on my mom in Oklahoma for now, so I choose to be a friend of the FSP. But later, I was introduced to Texas Constitution 2000, that's TC2K.
We'll talk more about that coming up, whatever that is. He claims it's a competition for the Free State Project. We'll see. 800-259-9231 if you got comments. This is, of course, your show, and you can talk about anything. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. So take control.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, researchedherbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we are rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign every day? Well, over 6,000 members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or freestateproject.org.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business in the American empire, instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send for your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Friday night edition here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got all kinds of good stuff there for you, including live streaming. So you can listen online to the broadband version of the show or the dial-up version. One size does not fit all, so we offer two at freetalklive.com.
Two sizes fits all.
And it is free. FreeTalkLive.com. We're talking about an email that we got, Manwich, and what we did was last night we asked the question, well, we believe that the Free State Project is our only chance for liberty in our lifetimes. However, I thought to myself, there must be something else out there. There must be some other hope for freedom and liberty in this country. And we threw out the question, and Thomas had an answer for us, and you've got an email from him.
Well, he claims it's the Texas Constitution 2000. It's TC2K. TC2K has the same chance as FSP to work. I really don't know. He doesn't know whether that chance is good or not. He's just saying that he doesn't. It has the same chance. TC2K is a plan for Texas to succeed from the rest of the states and form an independent country with TC2K as its constitution.
Mm-hmm.
TC2K is a libertarian utopia, and it is very professionally written. You can read it for yourself, but Michael Bednarik, in his book, Good to Be King, praises it. Now, you read that book, didn't you?
I did.
Okay. You don't remember that?
Nope.
Okay, good.
I remember everything I read.
In the last chapter, Is There Anything I Can Do About It? Page 156, he says, I have read this Constitution, that's TC2K, and believe it to be even better than the federal national constitution we have just studied. Now I believe in freedom, and if Texas or New Hampshire is successful, liberty speaking, and I am independent, I will move to liberty. But since I was born in Texas and my best friend lives in Austin, the Liberty Dollar's gold mine, no pun intended, I hope, I don't know what that means exactly.
The Liberty Dollar's huge in Austin.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I hope that Texas is successful. The website is freetexans.org.
And I went to that website because I got this email as well.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been to it yet?
No.
He says that he thinks that the Free Texas Project, or whatever they call themselves,
right,
TC2K, has the same amount, same chance of succeeding as New Hampshire, and I say, no effing way.
Well, if an indication of is how well their website is put together.
Yeah. Your eyes just went huge.
I could have done this on my Word for Windows. It's fine and everything. It's just that...
No, it's not fine. It's horrible. It's terribly bad and boring and dull. And actually, I think it says that last time they updated it was like 2001 or something like that. I don't even know. It's such
copyright 2001.
Copyright 2001. Well, anyway, there's not much content there. It seems like a dead movement to me. If you look at that website, you'd have no idea that this is a movement of anybody.
Yeah.
And plus, the other thing you have to factor in here is Texas, big state.
Yeah.
Big.
Yes.
Doesn't get much bigger than Texas beyond...
There are a lot of libertarians in Texas.
That's true.
But there's a lot of everybody in Texas. Yeah. Texas is a big state. It's number three, I believe.
Is California bigger than Texas? I don't think so.
I think Texas is two. California's one, and New York's two, Texas three.
No, I think it's Alaska one, Texas two.
No, you're
California
talking about
three.
Square footage. I'm talking about people.
Oh, okay.
Populous, is the term
I should
be using.
Square footage is a factor as well. I mean, look at New Hampshire. Little, tiny little state, only maybe 1.5 million, 1.4 million people there. If you live in the center of New Hampshire, you can easily drive to pretty much anywhere in New Hampshire within an hour or two.
Mm-hmm.
Try getting anywhere in Texas in a decent
amount. Well, I don't know why that has anything to do with liberty.
Well, because if you're an activist and you're going to activist events, it's easier to get there if they're not very far away.
Well, another point that should be made is that, the Free State Project has nothing to do with New Hampshire seceding from the Union.
No, and they're jumping right to that. That's the point of this project, is we want Texas to secede.
Right.
Now, the Free State Project doesn't have any sort of official position on secession.
No.
There are some people who are within the Free State Project that don't think it's a bad idea, but I think everybody in the Free State Project that at least I've seen or spoken with believes that it's a last-ditch kind of plan.
I see it to be very, very, very far off in the horizon.
That's if everything else fails.
I'm a proud American, and I want New Hampshire to remain in America, but I want to see America return to liberty.
Right.
And I believe that this is the way to do it. As far as secession goes...
To free one state and set an example. That's what we're going to do.
I think that this, TC2K? TC2K is a good indication as to how well that's going to work, because...
real popular-looking site there.
Yeah.
Don't think they have even a shred of a chance.
What's that website you always go to check ranks of websites?
Alexa?
Alexa.com?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Perhaps you could check TC2K.
I doubt they'll even show. We can check that during the next break if you want to. But
versus the Free State Project.
So it's an interesting suggestion, Thomas. Interesting approach. I don't think they even have a snowball's chance in Texas of making this.
We're still of the opinion that the only alternative for freedom is it was either
anything else,
a fake mafia.
Seems a little difficult.
Yeah, or the TC2K project here, or have been the two things that people have. Posited as
there
possible.
There might be a third one. When the vote happened, we talked about the vote for the Free State Project.
Right.
At 5,000 members, we voted of 10 states which one we should go to. The second place state, and it was kind of, you could tell. You could tell before the vote happened that there was pretty much going to be a battle between two states. And it was a battle between New Hampshire and Wyoming.
Mm-hmm.
And so Wyoming was the, you know, second place. They were the loser. New Hampshire won handily in the election.
Right.
Wyoming was in second place, and they were far and above the remaining eight. So there's a large contingent of Wyomingites, I suppose you could call them, that they just didn't really want to come to the East Coast, so they opted out of New Hampshire. They opted out of all the East Coast states. And so
there couldn't have been very many East Coast states, though.
There weren't very many.
West Coast states.
Delaware. Yeah, there weren't very many West Coast states.
Like
Wyoming. Montana, I think, maybe. Idaho, I think, was one of them. Alaska was another one. Anyway, so after the vote, these people that wanted to go to Wyoming kind of just splintered off and started their own little Free State West movement. It's been over a year or two since they've actually done this, and they haven't eclipsed 30 members, I don't think. So,
well,
ain't much going on there either.
You know, it's not my... I guess when we said that we think the Free State Project is the only chance for liberty in our lifetime,
mm-hmm.
it's because we think that it's the only viable chance.
Absolutely. It's tangible. It's within grasp. People are already moving to the Free State. Over 100 people have moved in there.
Jason Soren's the person who started the Free State Project.
Right.
He's no god among men or anything like that.
No, he's just a guy.
Just had a good idea. But he said that because of the size of New Hampshire, now this was figured, the number 20,000 people to move was figured for a larger state than New Hampshire.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So he said a number like 12,000 would be very, very doable.
He said 12,000 would be more than enough for New Hampshire. In fact, the people that are there in the state, the people that have moved early, the over 100 of them that mm-hmm. have, they have reportedly said, hey, if we had 2,000 activists in this state, we could win.
Oh, yeah.
We could
you can imagine 2,000 activists showing up at all kinds of liberty events all the time? Holy crap, what an effect they would have on a state government.
I mean, even out of 2,000, if you have 2,000 real activists in a state, it's... You can't expect all 2,000 of them to show up, but even 500, even 250 or 500 people all showing
up. That's a lot of people.
That's tremendous. I've never seen that many people.
And when liberty is presented in the right way to people, they accept it every time.
That's true, because who could argue against freedom?
No one wants to argue against the Constitution.
Well, except for the bureaucrats and elected officials. They don't mind. We read a decision from a judge last hour that basically said, oh, you want to ask us questions? We don't even have to listen to you. You peons, you worthless little citizens, how dare you? So, the government, of course, they have no problem trashing the Constitution, but I think agree with you, man, which most of the people in this country, when asked the question, do you want more or less government, or do you want it about the same, 99.9% of the people are going to say less mm-hmm. government.
Do you want to pay more taxes or less taxes?
Less taxes. If you want to pay more and if you want more government, we want to hear from you. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonix Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonix. All-natural Nonix clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonix Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonix Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonix Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Nonix Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live. You know, it seems people will steal anything and everything you have. If you have a house with some equity, a car, a truck, RV, there is someone looking for a way to rip it off. And what about those government agencies? You know, the ones, those alphabet agencies. Did you know that they get raises, promotions, and bonuses based on what they see? And they can do it without due process. This is how the establishment has been attaining real wealth for centuries. And now you can learn the secrets that the elite have used for generations. Wealth-hiding secrets of the elite are exposed in this best-selling book, Bulletproof Asset Protection. Find out how you can make it look like you have no equity in your property, or make it look like you own no property, and a whole lot more. Order the book and DVD now for one low price. Get Bulletproof Asset Protection now. Call them 888-240-3337. And that's 888-240-3337. Or go to assetprotectionteam.com. Tell them you heard it on GCN.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We get all kinds of good stuff there for you, including the bulletin board system with over 800 users interacting, over 45,000 posts for you to surf around through. It's all free at freetalklive.com.
You can give calorie-free birthday fun with 1-800-Flowers.com's best-selling birthday flower cake. You can also save 10% on that birthday flower cake by typing in FTL at checkout. It's good towards that birthday cake, fresh flowers, anything else on the site. Call, click, or come in, 1-800-Flowers.com, your florist of choice.
Fantastic. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. Let's talk to John, the homeless man in Little Rock. John, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello.
Yes, greetings from the newly renamed state of Arkaluvia.
What's happening, dude?
Well, I want to follow up on that conversation of last time.
What was that?
Which man with the one of you guys said, police show, get me anywhere.
Yeah, pretty much good, I think.
That was Ian.
Number one, if I look like Pamela Anderson and had a skin-tight dress with some high heels and a lovely pair of little jugglies, maybe I could get somewhere if I lean over at a bar against some guy and I can get anything I want.
Yeah.
I could look like her, but in a perfect world, I don't. There's something disturbing about a black
guy. You're not even close, John. I've seen your picture, and I'm afraid to say you're not even close.
You're a big, giant black guy, aren't you?
Yeah. You know, Rosie Greer, the football player?
Yeah.
Compare me to him.
Don't you have a big, bushy beard, too?
There we go. That's what I'm trying to tell you now, see?
When's the last time you shaved, John?
I keep it that way for religious purposes. But anyway, I get back to my point.
I want to know, when's the last time you shaved?
I look like Pamela Anderson.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to get to that.
Okay.
If I look like Pamela Anderson, which I don't, in a perfect world, there's something disturbing about a 6-foot-tall black guy with a pot belly and a bullet hole on the back of his butt wearing a fake dress. And
you got shot in the butt?
Wig and with a beard on. And saying, hi, darling.
Did you get shot in the rear region?
Yes, I did.
Oh, like Forrest Gump, almost.
Yeah, yes, I did. But see, I got that in a street fight.
You got shot in a street fight?
Yeah, think about Pamela Anderson.
You couldn't have claimed to have gotten that in your veteran days?
No, but see, like I told your man, this is all about Pamela Anderson and all set. I can't do what Pamela Anderson can do.
No, well, you wouldn't look the same. You could probably do exactly what she can do, but you just wouldn't look the same doing it.
Now, if I wanted to be a woman, I would look like that actress Lisa Lawrence.
Lisa Lawrence.
If I had to be a woman, I would look like her.
I don't know who that is. What movie was she in?
Actress. Her name is Lisa Lawrence.
Maxim?
No, she's an actress.
Oh, she's an actress. Yeah, but what was she in?
I'm just trying to get the man with support about it. If I had to do fellatio to get where I was, I would like to look like her.
I see.
That woman is hot.
I got you.
LisaLawrence.com. That's what I'm talking about.
Thanks for the call, John. Hey, wait a minute. When's the last time you shaved?
It's a religious thing, man. I'm not going to shave. That's why I don't get a job at McDonald's.
When's the last time you shaved? Come on, man. Do you even remember?
That's why I'm not going to get a job at McDonald's. It's a religious thing.
I see. Okay. Now it makes sense, because we've asked you before why it is you don't just go out and get a job, and you said they don't have any jobs for you, and what you really mean is you won't conform yourself to the way the man wants you to be. You won't shave your bushy beard.
I'll tell you what. Why don't you switch places with me for a week?
I'll pass.
And then you, too, can get facial bumps.
Not interested in getting away from my cushy home with refrigeration.
Now, my best friend has the same problem. He's partially African American, and he gets bumps on his face from shaving if he's not careful, because it's ingrown hairs. They're very curly.
Gotcha.
How about looking like Lisa Lawrence.com?
All right, man. Enough plugs. She's not paying for this. Did you go to that site, man?
I don't know how to spell Lawrence.
thanks for the call. John, we've got to let you go, man. Thanks, dude. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Puke in Texas. Puke, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, I'm getting tired of all this New Orleans crap, so I want to talk about some movies that I want to let everyone to know that look really good, in my opinion.
Okay. We haven't talked movies in a while on the show. Sure.
All right. Well, the first one, you're going to have a little bit of a wait because it doesn't come out till summer next year. But you need to go, everyone needs to go and find B for Vendetta and watch the trailer. And if you like Free Talk Live, you'll probably like this movie.
Really?
Well, it's alien lizard people take over the government. Have you heard this before?
it's good special effects. The lizards are awesome.
Interesting.
But it looks very fascinating. It's about a totalitarian government, kind of futuristic-like.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about a guy who is basically your superhero, is this freedom fighter that uses, well, they call them terrorist tactics nowadays, but if he's the good guy, he would be using freedom fighter tactics.
Right.
To try and take down this totalitarian government.
And what's his name, Vendetta?
Yeah, his name is B. He was like a government agent.
I see.
And it was the
is this a comic
was
book?
Written. It's based on a comic book of the same name.
No, I think the comic book. I think the comic book was based on the television series.
Because
I saw this when I was a young child. I remember it came on, and then it was a long, long time until the second episode, or like it was a 2-hour special, and they came out with another one, and they ate bunnies and rats and stuff. Yeah.
It looks very Orwellian, and it was written by the Wachowski brothers who did The Matrix. So
really?
It's got some really fascinating stuff in
it. Is it directed by them or just written by them?
No, it's directed by a James McTeague, whoever the heck that is. I don't know. But it stars Natalie Portman and Hugo Weaving.
Cool.
So it's got a pretty good cast. And
Hugo Weaving, who was also involved in The Matrix?
Yeah, so you just need to go find that trailer. And
right
it
on.
Looks fantastic.
I'll have to check that out later on. Any other recommendations?
The other movie comes out September 30th, and it's called Serenity, and it's sort of along the same lines. It's a science fiction western.
Ooh.
It was a short-lived television show about 3 years ago that was canceled by Fox, even though it's like the most original and fascinating science fiction show I've ever seen.
That's how it always works on TV. They always cancel
the
good shows.
What was the name of the show?
The name of the show was called Firefly, if I remember it.
Oh, interesting.
They're the ones beating us on the podcast alley.
Over podcast alley.
We hate that show.
Okay, the podcast sucks, but you should go find the...
Wait, that's not true. We don't hate...
No, we're not... I don't like losing, let me be clear.
Okay.
That's all.
As long as they're beating you, then their show sucks. But
no, that's not true. We're just jealous, that's all.
Have you voted this month?
Yes, of course he has.
Oh, absolutely. I vote as soon as I get a chance when I'm...
Well, good. Puke's movie recommendations. Anything else on your mind tonight?
Not really. I get tired of all this New Orleans crap because, you know, it's just the new fad that came along. First it was Afghanistan, then Iraq, and now it's New Orleans. So.
Now, you're actually a member of the military, and you originally were going to be redeployed, I suppose, towards the end of this year? Is there a chance you'll be deployed to New Orleans now?
Several. I am a helicopter mechanic, and my brigade deployed several, almost any helicopter that could go, went to New Orleans, because, of course, they need helicopters, right,
mm-hmm.
to help people out in the flood. So I did not go. I was one of the few that didn't get to go. I wanted to. I wanted to see what was going on down there firsthand.
What would you, hey, what would you do, Puke, if your commanding officer said, Puke, I need you to go down this neighborhood and house by house confiscate weapons? What would you tell him?
Well, that'd be very difficult to, you know, whenever you're in the position yourself, it's difficult. But I would try and ask him. I'd be like, are you certain that this is a lawful order? I would question it. But
if he said yes, would you go ahead and do it?
Ooh,
you have to think about that
one, Pew. Whenever it comes down to it, you know.
Thanks, yeah. Dude. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cartavite? Cartavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cartavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a four-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now, 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cartavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cartavite.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. We are here, the Friday night edition. It's Ian here with you.
And man, which
you can join us online, freetalklive.com. We got archives there, last 6 days of the show, fully archived, subscribed. Right there on the front page of the website. There's no logging in, there's no membership fee, no credit card transaction necessary. It's all free, and it always has been. FreeTalkLive.com. This is a show about your calls, so we go to the phones and to the fun to Dan in Alabama. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Oh, hey, one point of information. Manwich, you went to that chick's website that homeless John was promoting. Turns out she's, a transsexual or something like that. She's charging for admission.
$30 a view.
$30 a view? Not $30 for a month?
Well, I didn't delve too deeply.
It's $30 though. Too much.
Yeah. For me, thanks.
Not even if it was free, right? All right, Dan, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
What's on your mind, sir?
Well, I was calling to talk about our local health department where I live here in Alabama.
Mm.
But Duke mentioned the series Firefly. It's being rerun on Sci-Fi Network now.
Okay.
I've been getting the DVDs. And it's a really great series. And there are a lot of libertarian themes in the series, so I would definitely recommend checking that out.
Cool.
But as far as the local health department goes, I haven't gotten in touch with anyone there yet, but basically this is the story. You know, in the South, you guys know that mosquitoes during the summer can be a big problem.
Yeah, sure.
Of course, with the West Nile virus scare and all that, it's not too uncommon to see health department trucks that come along and spray for mosquitoes along.
Yeah, we have that down here in Florida.
Malathion.
Right, along the ditches and things. And usually I never really think about it. And you guys, I'm a fairly regular caller. You know, I'm not necessarily a conspiracy theorist.
No.
But it kind of hit me the other day. I'm out for a run, and I'm running down the street near my house. And approaching me is this health department utility truck that's just fogging this mist of, I guess, insecticide.
Yeah.
And I realize that, you know, I'm going to meet this path, and I'm going to be completely engulfed in this cloud.
Oh, my gosh.
Of insecticide.
Of stuff that kills bugs.
Right. And
it's probably not very good for you in a large dose either.
That's
what happened?
I'm thinking, you know, and of course I'm breathing heavy because I'm running.
Right.
And
how do you stop?
I've
tried to stop breathing while I was running because for the same reason I've been, you know, for whatever reason I didn't want to inhale the fumes of a car or something like that, and it's not easy.
Right. Well, actually, I turned down a side street to avoid him, but you know, in my experience, I've you know, purchased insecticide for various reasons, and I've never seen a can of insecticide that didn't have some kind of warning on it about how you shouldn't inhale
this.
It. You shouldn't, if it makes contact with your skin, you should wash it off immediately.
So are you suggesting the truck should have had a warning on it?
No, not really. It's just I don't know. It seems pretty ironic that they're the health department and they're going down the
spraying
street
poison.
Spraying poison. Which, I mean, I understand that they're trying to control mosquitoes, but you would think that, you know, if your kids are out in your front yard, you wouldn't necessarily want them being sprayed with insecticide.
Yeah,
and
I don't know if around here they're part of the health department. They call them the Department of Mosquito Control.
Yes, mosquito control.
And I agree with you. Yeah, you certainly don't want to be out and about when they're spraying.
I think that this is just another case of where the government knows best. You know, they're sure that they know what's best for us.
Yeah.
And I think that a lot, for instance, I have a friend who does not like to be affected by, you know, to be in general vicinity of any pesticides at all. He uses peppermint spray to scare away bugs.
Really?
Yes.
And it works?
Apparently, you know, this is what they sell in some naturals. And peppermint's not going to kill you. That's
okay.
For sure.
No doubt.
And do you think that it's fair that his tax money goes to spray poisons all around the county?
No, of course it's not fair.
It does.
Yeah, of course it's not fair.
Well, the thing is, I can't imagine that they're shelling out the money to somehow use some kind of perfectly organic, non-health.
Of course not. Right.
Insecticide.
They're going with the lowest bidder or whatever.
Right. And, I mean, of course, I don't think that they're spraying some kind of mind control chemical or something.
That would be total paranoia.
That
would be totally foundless paranoia. Yes, you're right.
Yeah, but I have thought about maybe getting in touch and asking what it is they're spraying and what the contents are. And
you know, it wouldn't hurt. It's always interesting calling bureaucracies.
They're going to say whatever it takes to get you off the phone.
Well, some bureaucrats are more helpful than others. In general, it's always fun calling bureaucracies because they love
as long as you don't take it too seriously.
Yeah, you can't take it seriously. They love to just pass you around and pass the buck, and you'll call the Department of Health and they'll say, "Oh, there's nobody here that deals with that. Let me transfer you over to so and so."
Or they'll just give you a telephone number to call.
Right, or they'll give you a number to call. And then you call that number and you leave a message, and then a week later, nobody's called you back. I remember it took me about a month one time to just track down one piece of information. From a bureaucracy.
Well,
it's an amazing process.
I live in the same town you do.
Yeah.
And actually, you don't live in the city. I live in the city. You live in the county.
That's right.
Well, I called the city about a windmill. And sure enough, those bureaucrats called me back with an answer on my zoning question on windmills.
I'll be darned.
Yep.
So it just depends.
Probably took them 2 weeks, but they did it.
Oh, you're not sure how long it took them?
Yeah, a week and a half, 2 weeks.
Okay. Interesting.
Well, I imagine that if I did get in touch, whoever I make contact with has probably never even thought about it. Has ever even thought about the possibility that, you know, hey, we pay people that spray poison around our neighborhood.
We had something that went on here in the Tampa Bay area not too long ago called malathion spraying. The airplanes came, you know, flew over the town spraying
that
poison.
That was really controversial.
And people really had a fit over that.
You want to talk about chemtrails, which we think are total bunk. This was for real. But they were made aware of it in advance, and they really did spray this stuff. And it was quite frightening, and people got sick as a result of it. And anyway, thanks for the call, Dan. We appreciate it, as always. 800-259-9231. Comments from a conservative when we come back. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
People in Asia have enjoyed it for thousands of years. Gourmet Magazine calls it the world's most seductive fruit. It's the exotic mangosteen, heavenly delicious and packed with nutritional benefits. From the rainforests of Southeast Asia, the small, beautiful mangosteen earns its nickname Queen of Fruits, with a taste that is indescribably blissful and health benefits that are off the charts. Because Zango is made from the whole mangosteen fruit, it delivers a serious nutrient-packed punch. Loaded with xanthones, which are some of the most powerful antioxidants ever found, fighting hard to support microbiological balance, maintain immune system health, promote joint flexibility, and provide positive mental support, and so much more. Now you can experience the whole fruit goodness of the mangosteen with Zango, the original mangosteen functional health beverage. Order your Zango by calling now, 800-625-2890, or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call now, 800-625-2890.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in the 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizedDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizedDC.org.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fat, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free, 800-259-9231. Now's the time to make that call if you want to get on before 10 o'clock Eastern, because we're done at 10 o'clock Eastern. But that's okay. We're going to be back tomorrow night from 8 until 10 for our live Saturday night edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. Grab up the archives. Take advantage of the live streaming, the bulletin board system. All of it is free. It always has been, always will be. But what we want to ask you to do is, if you like the show, if you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, and you want to see us spread, you want us in more markets, we're increasing our market count on our own, but with your help, we can do it a lot faster.
Oh, yeah.
So we've created the AMP program. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And you can get more details at amp.freetalklive.com. We've had almost 90 of our listeners currently contribute as little as $3 a month.
Yeah.
That's all we're asking you for, $3 a month. If you like the show, it'll help us out. We'll take that $3 a month and turn it around into advertising for Free Talk Live, into promoting the show to more radio stations, into promoting the show around the Internet so more people get the message of freedom and liberty 6 nights a week. So if you want to help us out with that, amp.freetalklive.com. If you can't afford it, don't worry about it. We're still going to give you everything for free. So there's, I mean, literally, there's no obligation and no risk. Come on down to amp.freetalklive.com. Plus, once we reach our goal and we're over 5% of the way already, we will reduce the amount of commercial time on the show by at least 25%. That's a hell of a promise.
It's unprecedented. It gives the listeners the opportunity to purchase airtime, essentially. What is it the talk radio listeners want the most? They want fewer commercials, more talking. And that's what we're going
to
give.
We're going to have to put the email from the conservative on hold until tomorrow night because Michael in Kansas City is on the line. Michael, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, thanks, guys. Hey, listen, you know, I heard a comment before the break. I'm not sure which one of you guys said it, but it was chemtrails or bunk, something of that nature.
Yeah, total bunk. Paranoia, kooks, conspiracy stuff.
Right. And, you know, I've listened to your program for a while, and I think you guys are real free thinkers, and I'm really excited about the Free State Project.
Thanks.
I really am looking into doing that. But I was really just taken back by a second, because I've never heard you guys talk about this topic specifically.
Yeah, it's come up before, and we've taken caller after paranoid caller talking about it. You know, we've actually got it's really being discussed in depth on our bulletin board system right now, so if you want to go and see both sides of the story, because we don't have time to do it justice in the minute and a half that we have left, but if you want to go check it out in detail and maybe air your side, you can go to the bulletin board system at freetalklive.com. But in short, even if it really was true that the federal government or the state governments were trying to control people or kill them or whatever their motivations are with these alleged chemtrails, it really would be a non-issue to me because my goal is to reduce the size of the government. And
well,
if we reduce the size of government, then your little chemtrails thing will go away eventually anyway.
Well, do you know what one of the biggest theories about them are at the current time?
What?
You know, our federal government has subsidized weather modification programs.
Oh, boy.
You know that, right?
Yeah. That doesn't mean anything,
they
though.
They have subsidized weather modification
programs. There's a lot of stupid government programs out there, including remote viewing and other garbage
psychic
like that.
Psychic control of dolphins.
Just because the government subsidizes something, just because there's a government program to investigate something, doesn't give it any legitimacy at all. And, Michael, I wish we had more time, but thank you for your call, man. Check out our bulletin board system at freetalklive.com. We're done for tonight, Manwich.
Yeah, we're done.
And we'll see you tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. Of course, in the meantime, you can, again, join the conversation online, like hopefully Michael will do. And you can talk about all this crackpottery there on the bulletin board system. And, yeah, we'll take your calls about it. We're not censoring you, okay?
Nope.
All right.
Well, in this case, poor Michael didn't get much to say, but...
It's what happens when you call the last segment.
The last segment's only 3 minutes
He's
long.
He's always welcome to call back tomorrow. We'll see you online, freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.